נשאר, וימלוך יהיה לך ימים, מלאכים בית תתפר. יהיה לך ימים, יהיה כמו סלטנת יד, אה? מי שמגיע עם זה שזה.
למה
שיש פסו
ולהרבית?
שלום בן יבש. יבש. ויעל מנחם בן גדי מתרצה, ויבוא שומרו ויחד שלום בן יבש, יבש, ושומרו וימיתן למלוך תחתיו, ויתן זה שלום וקשרו, אשר בשר אינם כתובים עצף דברי היומים באחי ישראל, אז יקה מנחם את תפסח, ואת כל אשר בו ואת גבוליה מתרצה, כי לא פתח, ויח את כל ההרותיה בגיעה. לפעמיין היסטוריק דקליין, up to Zechariah's death, the kings of Israel and of Judah were regarded as equals in the sense that Hashem communicated with them through his prophets. But now, there was a significant decline in the spiritual stature of the ten tribes. After Zechariah, most of the Israelite kings seized power through violence and assassination. They came to power by sword, ruled by sword, died by the sword, and were not worthy of divine communication. Mishnah Rabbi Eliezer, Talmud Yerushalmi, refers to these rulers as usurpers, usurper, U-S-U-R-P-E-R-S, usurp or usurp, rather than kings. Penei Moshe comments that because of this distinction, the laws pertaining to kings did not apply to them. Shalom, the assassin, enjoyed his crown for only a month before he was punished measure for measure. He murdered Zechariah and Menachem murdered him. We may assume that Shalom was motivated not to rid the nation of Zechariah's wickedness, but simply by lust for the power and riches of the kingship. Otherwise, Hashem would have protected him. Mitirtzah, which had been the capital of the ten tribes, until Omri transferred it to Shomron. The Kishero and his conspiracy, the implication is that others were involved with him in carrying out the conspiracy, although no details are given. Ba'adish min sar padashoy ba'adi, Menachem and his son, kings of Israel. So bishnat shalushim atesha shana la'azariah, melech yudom alach Menachem ben Gadi al Yisrael eser shanim b'shomron, da'atzol v'yasar rabi l'ashem lo sar ma'al חטות ירובם בנבואת אשר החטיא את ישראל כל ימיו, בא פול מלך אשור על הארץ, והייתם מלכים לפול, שעשו את ג'הלבי. ואז יעשה סופרים של פול דארה. כן.
שאלה
זה? אה?
פול וואר? שתבן, בן שוב פול דארה. זה צ'נש דני. בפדרן דרסו דה.
פול המדשת, אתה יודע? שם הגרי
ג'אנן
פול פול מלך אשור ויתן מנחם לפול 1,000 כיכר כסף להיות ידיו איתו להחזיר הממלכה בידו ראשו ושתל ויוצא מנחם את הכסף על ישראל על כל גיבורי החיל לתת למלך אשור 50 שקלים כסף לאיש אחד טקס וישוב, מלך אשור לא עמד שם בארץ, ויתר דברי מנחם וכל אשר עשה, עליהם כתובים, אסף דברי הימים מלכי ישראל, וישכב מנחם רבותיו, וימלוך פקחיה בנו תחתיו. מי אני אומר? מנחם and his son, king of Israel. מנחם, another renegade who seized power through assassination, added cruelty and selfishness to the idolatry that was typical of his predecessors. Of all the violent usurpers, only Menachem died a natural death and passed on the crown to his son. Tiflash was an Aramean city across the border from Menachem's native Tirza, he demanded that it submit to his authority and become a vassal city of his kingdom. But the ruler of Tifsach refused to open the gates and let him enter. Thereupon, Menachem attacked the city and killed its inhabitants, and an unjustified atrocity. Alternatively, the halakha requires that when a city is besieged, it should be surrounded on only three sides. Right, so that incumbents can escape. Malbin renders kilo patach, did not leave an opening for escapees, because he wanted to kill them all. Called her whatever, he split open all its pregnant women. The transition follows Rashi. Menachem piled atrocity upon atrocity. There is no halachic sanction for such wanton murder and cruelty. Wow, pas ine yaharote hamanzurish zanay hamile ro gereft bo shamshir
ki
shvatlen
Menachem.
Didn't you think about it? You should have doubt if they're Jew. A Jew cannot do this.
Mm-hmm.
You have doubt.
Israel and Kushti.
Okay, so
this is one pshat. That's going to be the other one. Heharoteha, but another pshat is, alternatively, he split all its mountains. He destroyed the outlying buildings and defenses that were on the surrounding mountains. Okay, that's more humane. King Pul of Assyria led a force into the land, and Menachem placed him with placated him. PLACATED. Placated, with a generous bribe to cease the aggression and to become his ally and protector. Apparently, Menachem feared that other neighbors would invade his kingdom, and he thought that friendship with Assyria, the mightiest power in the region, would guarantee the stability of his regime. Pul disappointed him. He accepted the money, but went back to Assyria without leaving a force to protect Menachem. By inviting Assyria to his kingdom, Menachem opened the door to the kingdom that eventually destroyed and exiled the 10 tribes. Had Menachem placed his trust in Hashem, he would not have needed a foreign king as his defender. Although Menachem's tribute to Pul was to protect himself, he did not take money from his own treasury. Instead, he imposed a tax on the leading citizens. Yeshua Melech Hashur, the king of Assyria, then returned. He reneged, R-E-N-E-G-E-D. Reneged? How do you pronounce it?
Reneged.
Yeah, reneged. On his commitment to protect Menachem. Alternatively, the Assyrian left the northern kingdom in peace, abandoning his invasion. Vayishkav Menachem im Avotav. Since he was not a member of the previous royal families, Menachem was probably buried with his forefathers in Tirza.
Can I finish to lessen the anger or agitation?
How do you pronounce it? Plaquette?